Aboriginal child care centres are worried the federal government's planned changes to their sector could derail progress on a key closing the gap target. If the government's Jobs for Families legislation passes Parliament, Indigenous childcare centres predict enrolments will drop. Already, the government is behind on its target to get 95% of Indigenous four-year-olds into childcare. Bridget Brennan reports.
It's morning playtime at Lulla's Childcare Centre in Shepparton in northern Victoria. The service cares for about 76 Aboriginal children every day, from babies to toddlers to children in kindergarten. Miranda Borlini is the centre's director.
Most of our children that come here to Lulla's are vulnerable. The single parents to families that deal with drug and alcohol. This centre provides an opportunity for the children to come and get that best start to early years.
Geraldine Atkinson started this centre 30 years ago. She's now Deputy Chairwoman of the Secretariat of National Aboriginal and Islander Childcare.
The reason why that we established these services in the 1980s was so that we would get our children into care that would ensure that they were taught about their culture.
Lulla's in Shepparton is one of about 240 Aboriginal childcare services which get special funding because they operate in remote, rural or disadvantaged areas. They receive what's called budget-based funding and they're able to set low fees depending on what parents can afford. That model will be abolished if the government's Jobs for Families childcare legislation passes the Parliament. Under the proposal, Indigenous childcare services will have to compete for funding with mainstream centres. The Federal Education Minister is Simon Birmingham.
We've committed to working on a case-by-case basis with each of them, providing assistance to be able to shift their business models and their operating procedures so that they can operate under the type of early learning frameworks that every other service around Australia does.
The government argues that its new childcare proposal would give low-income families access to an 85% fee subsidy, but the new legislation would halve the minimum amount of subsidised care for low-income families from 24 hours per week to 12 hours a week if parents aren't working. Geraldine Atkinson thinks that's not fair.
It's punishing our children. That's what it's doing. If the government's worried about closing the gap in education for our children, they need to really have a good hard look at what they're proposing with this new childcare package that they're trying to get through Parliament.
The Education Minister insists there will be plenty of extra support for disadvantaged Indigenous families.
There are a lot of extra opportunities and assistance available, which should ensure that in the end, hopefully, we see more young Indigenous people accessing fantastic early learning opportunities.
Today, a Senate committee, which was looking into the government's Jobs for Families package, is due to report its findings.
Bridget Brennan with that report.